Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. God bless you this morning and may He keep you in all your ways. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you and thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh, the one that will provide. And we thank you, Lord, for being our provider, our keeper on this morning. Bless your word, Lord, that we may be able to hear it, understand it, and appropriate it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're back in Psalms 23. Let's begin at verse 3. He restoreth my soul. Oh my goodness, He restores my soul. And I love that. Restore, He brings back into health my soul. He makes it healthy again. Sometimes our souls become contaminated with this life, become tainted with the ways of the world, become defiled by the things in this life. But God is a restorer. He helps bring back things in alignment. He helps get our hearts right. It said, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, the Lord will not cast down. Means if you go to God in your pure sincerity with an open and broken heart, God will not cast that down. God loves humility. Take off all the veneers. Take off all the masks. Take off all the outer things and go straight to God, bald face and naked, and say, Lord, help me. God will not cast that down because you are presenting yourself open and honest. You know, Psalms, a lot of the Psalms are written in those manners of, Lord, you know the way that I take. You know what's in me. You know what's going on with me. I need not hide from you. And so God is in the restoration business. He restores the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotion. Surrender your will over to God. Surrender your mind over to God and take on the mind of Christ. Let Christ's mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. So the soul, the will, and the emotion, your soul, your emotions, things that you feel in the natural, surrender those things to God. Surrender your anger to God. Surrender your wrath to God. You don't go in wrath and just start doing things and running off because you're so angry and you're compelled with your anger to react. Harness that. Hold that and say, Lord, help me. The Bible says to pray for those that despitefully use you. You got to pray for people. And you say, Lord, I surrender my will, my mind, my emotions to you. I give it to you. And I need you to help me control it. Our emotions are indicators, but they are not any means by way we should be operating in our lives solely. It tells us things, and then we send it to the Spirit, and we get it checked out, and then we operate. We have something over us. We have a King, a Lord, a Father, a God. And we have responsibility to give that to Him in order for us to be safe. The Bible said, cast your cares over to God because He cares for you. He cares for us. So everything that you are anxious for and you care about and things that you may even be worried about or concerned about, cast those over to God. And see, it didn't say drop them off either. See, I pay attention to words. Cast, throw it. Throw it over. Get it away from you. Cast it away. Cast it away from you and give it to God because God is a restorer of the soul. He restores souls. He brings souls back in alignment the way they were supposed to be, not contaminated by the world, not spotted. Amen. He is the, oh, he's a restorer. And I love that. It says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God has a name and he has a reputation. What he stands for. God is a man that he, God is not a man, excuse me, that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. His ways are above our ways and so far away from our ways. And God's name is a strong tower. He has authority by his name and he has a reputation by his name. I remember when Abraham was going to God and God had told Abraham, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, you know, my nephew is there. I'm paraphrasing. My nephew is there, Lot. And Lord, would you destroy it if there was, you know, 20 righteous there? God said, I won't even destroy it if there's 20 righteous. Well, Abraham got down to, I believe, 5. And he kept saying, Lord, you know, forgive me, but, you know, will you destroy it if it's 10? Or, you know, he just got started going down the line. Because God has a reputation for his people. Just like out in the wilderness, Moses said, Lord, don't destroy these people, because the people were so rebellious, like today. So rebellious, so wanting to go against God, doing it your own way, thinking that you are wiser than you are. There's no one smarter than God. You can't outsmart him, but people are trying. So disobedient. But when Moses was going through the wilderness and the with all the children of Israel and the people were so rebellious, and he went to God, he was praying to God, and God said, I'll destroy all these people, Moses, and create a whole new people that are going to follow after you. And Moses said, no, Lord, what will they say that you brought them out of here, out of the land of Egypt, and brought them in the wilderness to kill them? God, what will that say about you? And that's his name. So he leads us down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He desires us to be saved for his name's sake. He loves us, but God has a name that means something. A lot of us maybe have destroyed our reputations, not destroyed, I'll take that back, because God can restore. Have put things on our reputation that have been less than desirable. God has a name that he has to protect that means something to him. And it should mean something to us. So he is leading us down the path of righteousness for his name's sake, because he has a name above all names, and he is going to uphold the standards of his name. Amen. And it says, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And we're going to get into this tomorrow because I'm running out of time. But there are valleys in life. Boy, are there valleys. There are some low points, Jesus. There are some low points. But you know what? We can fear no evil because God is with us. Continue tomorrow on The Word in Me with me, Vanessa Morris. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.